This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, just I'm reading on this article, it also mentions, well, Councillor Gavin Pepper, who represents the Finglas Ballymun area, said while he was not involved in the erection of the flags himself in the area, he fully supports the flying of tricolours in the city and does not believe they should be removed. And he also joins me as well. Stay there, Billy. Gavin, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Noel? How's things?
Good. I mean, as Laura rightly said, I should do the lottery more often. I decided to do this topic last night. I contacted Laura. It wasn't even in the news. And then all of a sudden, it's all over the news today. So why is it all over the news? And why are the Labour Party parroting what's been said in the UK, suggesting that the flag is being used by malicious agitators who seek to use the flag as a means to intimidate?
It's the most ridiculous statement ever made from them. Your national flag is your flag. We're proud to fly it. And it should be on every post, and it should be on every pole, and it should be flying high. And
but why weren't we flying it 5 years ago? Why are we just flying them now? Like,
well, you see, no, but you have to understand that there's been a sort of push to take away our culture and who we are. The point I'm trying to make, Noel, is you made a good point. There's Palestinian flags everywhere I go, right? Because people stand in solidarity with the genocide and what's happening in Palestine at the moment. And they're entitled to do that. And when I go into the council for council meetings, in the monthly meeting, certain councillors wear the Palestinian badges, like the flag on their tops, which are entitled to do. And yet when people want to fly it with our own national flag, they're being called names for it, which is completely ridiculous. It's our flag. I think over in the US, I think President Trump has brought in a law to say that if you damage or remove or
burn, if you burn the flag, you go to your jail for a year.
Flag, yeah, and I'd agree with that. Oh, I agree with that. He's right with that. But that's our national flag. It should be flown everywhere. But because what I'm saying is people are flying Palestinian flags left, right and centre everywhere, and nobody says anything about that. And as I said, if you drove down all these working class states and all the poles had Palestinian flags on it, there would be nothing said in the council and nothing said in the news about it. In fact, if you can remember, Noel, when the war in Ukraine started, people with the Ukrainian flags, they were on windows and doors and across the states. I mean, they were everywhere. I've seen it everywhere. And nobody said anything about that. But this is the
Republic. Yeah, but Dublin City Council can't do anything about a flag. If you fly a flag out your window, and by the way, can I remind people, when you're putting it out your window, please put it the right way around. Don't drape it hanging down the wrong way around. It should be up the right way around. That's the rules. So when people put a flag around their house, there's nothing the council can do about that. It's your property. Now, if it's on council property, they could invariably bring in a rule that if you're renting council property that you can't fly a flag, just like you can't have a pet. I can't see them doing that. I think they'd be uproar if they did that. So anything other than that would be trespass. But if you're flying it on a public lamppost, which we're seeing a lot of over the recent times, the council are saying that you need planning to do that. You need to get permission from the local council.
Well, that's the council's rules. But at the end of the day, the flag.
Are you happy enough for them to go around and remove them because they don't have planning permission?
I don't think you should ever remove the Irish flag from any lamppost. I think the council should bring in legislation to just pass and allow it to happen.
Go ahead, Billy.
Hold on a second. Like the flag is due respect, Gavin. It should be put up at the right time of the day and taken down. It shouldn't just be left up permanently and rotten on a flipping lamppost for years on end. That's disrespectful to the flag itself. So, you know, if someone has a flag pole in their back garden or puts it outside the front of their house, fair enough. But like a flag just being left up there in perpetuity on a lamppost is just stupid. You know, to give it the due respect if you're going to say have respect for it.
Listen, it's only a lamppost, and it's their flags, and you look well on the post.
It's only a lamppost, but it's the bloody flag. It's the national flag. Show some respect to it.
But the government of Ireland don't show any respect to it because it's not flown everywhere. So that's the point people are making. Their flag should be everywhere, everywhere. We should be proud of our country.
Gavin, I'm just kind of putting on my impartial hat here, and I'm saying to you, we didn't have this issue going back, say, 10 years ago. It wasn't everywhere, and I didn't hear people shouting and screaming about it. The odd person now and again, we did have conversations. I remember I had conversations on numerous occasions with Malachy Steens and other people like that in relation to it. But in saying that, it only seems to be probably in the last 6 months to 2 years, I don't know, that we're seeing, you know, that amount of flags. So is it not really around immigration? Is it not being used, as the Labour Party would insist, as marking territory? In other words, this is our country, stay away. Is that kind of by some people?
I don't know about some people, but I disagree. That's the reason why. I believe it's because it's a country and you should be proud to be Irish and it's our flag. Like, another point, Niall, is let's say, right, now I voted yes in the gay referendum to equality marriage, right? And every year you would see rainbow flags being put up and stuff like that. And you see this regularly, and they've been put on poles in town, put along the quays. You take the quays, right? Every time something's on, they change them flags outside civic offices. You know, like, there'll be something on and they change
the
flag.
Yeah, or if a dignitary is over in the country, the American president or something, you'll see an American flag up, etc., etc.
Yeah. So it should be Irish flags all along it, constantly. And that way you don't cause any controversy. But I believe the controversy just be caused by the government. Like, it's like what's happening now is that certain politicians are trying to deflect issues in Ireland, and rather than say, be proud of that flag, they say, oh, racists are using this flag, they're destroying the race. Rather than
but saying, there are some racists who are using the flag.
But there's some racists that do anything to them. Like, at the end of the day, there's some criminals, there's some like scumbags that do anything. But the genuine people that are putting their flags up, what's wrong with them? They haven't done that wrong. You're impartial view. Should we not be raising the Irish flag everywhere?
No, we should. I have no issue with it. I have no issue personally with people raising a flag.
I love seeing it. I'm driving around Finglas, they're all over.
I've mentioned that I've been to America many times in the southern states, and they're very proud of their flag. There's no doubt about that. You can see them. They're very patriotic of the flag. And I think it's a lovely thing to see businesses having massive poles with big flags hanging out of it, as long as they're respected and done properly, as Billy rightly said, and not hung there for 20 years falling apart. I think it's a great thing to see. But we didn't do it before. See, the problem, I suppose, for some people, not everybody, certainly not for me, but the problem is we didn't do it before, and all of a sudden we're doing it now, coincidentally, at the same time as the United Kingdom. We're seeing it happening in the United Kingdom, when there seems to be, I suppose, a protest against the government in relation to immigration.
Well, I think that the Irish flag thing was put up before the United Kingdom issue. But in general, the United Kingdom issue, they're flying their flags. Americans are flying their flags. I mean, this is Ireland, so we fly the Irish flag. So you should be entitled to fly your national flag. And other people shouldn't be able to use it as a weapon against people and say, oh, no, they're only flying it for that reason. That's ridiculous. That's a stupid
thing. No, and I understand even this conversation, to some degree, to some people, is ridiculous. The fact that we're arguing over whether you should be allowed to fly a flag.
You're allowed to put up your flag. Yeah, like, there's actually a topic now. Councillors have opposed it, or saying they received complaints from it. They're actually complaining about our national flag being up on lap. Like, this is the most ridiculous conversation. What we should be talking about is what happened the other night in the city centre. There's always something to take you off topic from what's really important in the country.
Billy, I mean, it does. So before I come to Gladys, Billy, Gavin is right. You know, the very fact we're having a conversation about flying the Irish flag, you know, and should we be allowed to, does kind of seem ridiculous, doesn't it?
It's complete deflection, man. It really is. It is complete deflection. It's stupid. You know, any other country, well, obviously not the UK. But,
no,
you know,
but the same thing is happening there too, with councils removing George's crosses and Union Jacks.
I'd love to meet the people who complained about this and get an understanding of why they're complaining about it.
But you know what? Well, you know why they're complaining about it. Because they're complaining because they would be far left or extreme left. And they believe that it's being used by people like Gavin. Sorry, Gavin. By people like Gavin who would be, you know, against the government's reckless immigration policy.
Let's bring this to its logical conclusion. Hypothetically speaking here, we're talking about people who have immigrated into this country, who have complained to a Labour councillor about the Irish flag being flown.
Well, I don't know who's complained to the Labour councillor.
I'm just hypothesising here, Niall. I'm not saying it is or not. But if it's the case that people have come to this country and they have a problem with the Irish flag being flown, are they really in the right country? You know, like
I agree. Look, if I went to live in America, I can't demand they remove the American flag because it might offend me. Sorry, Gavin, go ahead.
No, something he said there is very interesting. Michael, is it?
No, Billy.
No,
Billy, Billy, here's one for you. Now, this is true. During the general election, when I was out canvassing, now, right, down in Ballygall, there was a couple of flags up, Irish flags up on lampposts, right? Now, I give me flyers in everywhere. I was canvassing every day. But one particular woman I went into, mother, she came out. Now, she had a Palestinian flag flying up, but she was an Irish woman, you know. She clearly followed Palestine, and that's understandable. And but what she said when she was like, oh, no, I don't know whether she's supporting me or not, that's neither here nor there. But she did actually point out and say the Irish flag, she said, that's disgusting. The flag, she goes, oh, hey, that should be tucked down. Now, I did that did happen, which, and my missus was with me, and I was astonished by that. And I walked away. Now, that was during the general election. Now, at the time, there was only like one or two flags in around that area. But I found that very strange that an Irish person would be ashamed of their own flag. Like,
I find that strange too. Listen, I have a lot of people to get through. Gavin, thank you very much indeed. And I know you're featured if anybody wants to read the article there in RTE. Billy, stay there for a second. Let me go to Gladys as well. Gladys, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Hi, everyone.
Gladys, you've heard Gavin defending the Irish flag and people flying the Irish flag. Now, obviously, you know, Billy has an issue with it being put up on lampposts, and so did the council. The council said they could remove it from lampposts because you need permission from the council, planning permission.
Well, look, you know, I think what somebody said, that this is a deflection, you know, and it's, you know what, it just seems that no matter what we do, that anything to do with being Irish and being proud is seen as a negative thing. It's seen as something horrible, something to be ashamed of, something to be... And I just find that really strange. I know there's a few people that are using it for the wrong reasons, but I see nothing wrong of something that I'm extremely proud of. And I love seeing my Irish flag. And what amazes me is that no councillors or anything I've read or anything, for all the flags that have been battering my face of all multicolours, and you name it, somebody wandering around with Palestinian flags hanging out or whatever. You know, nobody says anything about that. But as soon as you mention an Irish flag or somebody puts it properly in their garden or whatever, they're suddenly some sort of racist, terrorist, horrible individual.
Republican supporter. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, we all have family history that goes back, you know, to who fought and died for that. You know, who fought and died for the flag. And it means to me personally, I feel extremely strongly about the flag. I wouldn't, as I said to Elaine, I wouldn't have it in my front garden. I feel like a, you know, twat.
Why wouldn't you put an Irish flag? You know, why would you? See, there's this thing, I suppose, ever since 1916 when the two flags were hoisted above the GPO, we always considered it a thing of national pride. And then all of a sudden, during the 70s, particularly when the height of the troubles in Northern Ireland, it became a thing that of representation or support of the IRA. Yeah. And it took us a while to shake that off, as Billy rightly said.
Yeah.
And Billy mentioned there, of course, that governments were handing out flags to schools to try and promote the Irish flag and our pride in the Irish flag. Yeah. And now all of a sudden we're being told you shouldn't be too proud of it because it's been used for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, and if you are proud of it and if you have it in your garden or hanging out, that you're absolutely, that you're some form of racist. You know, this is nonsense. This is absolutely nonsense. Every country has their own flag, and I have not heard, apart from what's going on in Britain, you know, the first thing I haven't heard about the Spanish being embarrassed about their flags, the French, or the Dutch, or you name it, in Europe. And why is it that the Irish have to, you know, sort of thing, oh God, bow the knee, you know, sort of thing, that we are Irish, it's our flag, people fought for it, you know, sort of thing, and we're proud of it. And I think it's ridiculous. Look, I don't think...
Okay, the Labour councillor said, he also went on to say, this attempted capture of our flag for hateful intent must be faced head on by the country's largest local authority. So do you think it's being used for hateful content?
Never. Absolutely never. I was just thinking about when I was listening to people talking there. I was just thinking about the actual pride. I was thinking, ole, ole, ole.
Much of which is Spanish, and can I just point out? Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
But we've kind of hijacked the ole, ole, ole. It was actually, that was, oh, wasn't it? Actually, it's not Spanish, it's South America. It's South American, I think, isn't it, the ole, ole, ole.
It was the only kind of thing, you know, everybody could sing it.
Yeah, we robbed it, yeah.
And we robbed it, you know, sort of thing. But it was absolutely the joy. I'll never forget that. You know, nobody was ever saying, oh, yeah, look at that racist.
And that, by the way, you've made a good point. Let me just come back to Billy on that. Billy, during the, I've no good at football, but the Euros.
1990s.
Thank you. The 1990 Euros, of course. The Irish flag was everywhere. It was all over the place. People were running up and down O'Connell Street with it. It was hanging out of poles. It was hanging out of everybody's window. And nobody batted an eyelid. But now all of a sudden it's a problem.
Party complaining about it then.
No, and it's all of a sudden it's a problem now.
Be careful with the ole ole now. It would be accused of cultural appropriation or something.
Yeah. By the way, where's the ole ole from? It's Argentina. Is it Spanish? South American?
I don't know if it's Brazilian or it's definitely South American now. Yeah.
We nicked that. That's ours now. So in other words, we kind of got a bit of relief from the bad, I suppose, symbolism of the Irish flag from republicanism. When the Irish played and were in the World Cup and were very successful in the Euros and the World Cup, and we had the Irish flag everywhere. But then it kind of went away again. It kind of disappeared again.
Full of pride, O'Neill. Full of pride.
Okay, and that's fair enough. But to be fair, Gladys, there are individuals who are using it who are not full of pride. They're just full of hate.
Yeah, well, they're in every part of society, in every part of the world. And you can't take away, we cannot, you know, allow them to win, you know, because most people love their flag and love the pride that they have.
Do they really love their flag?
I think most people do. I think some are afraid that they'd be associated with the far right and all that.
But that's not a problem. You wouldn't hang one outside your house because maybe you think you might be targeted.
I'm not American. I don't have a big enough garden to have to go out in the cold and God forgive me. And
Billy, would you put a flag out in your garden, Billy?
No, Niall, I don't want to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to raise it up and get down in the afternoon. If you're going to do it right, there's a bit of effort to it.
There's rules around it. Stay there, lads and ladies. Let me just go to Karen as well. Karen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Karen, the Irish flag, do you agree with the Labour Party that it's been weaponised?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's you can go around, I see nothing only the Ukrainian flag. I am sick of seeing the Palestine flag everywhere.
Well, I'm sick of seeing it, but it's everywhere.
You can't go to an event anymore. You can't go to a concert, a gig anymore. Between the stage and the audience, all we see is Palestine flags, trans flags, gay flags, rainbow flags. All these flags can be flown, no problem. But as soon as the Irish tricolour comes out, then it's a problem. It's all associated with the far right. No, it's not. People have a right to be patriotic and have a right to be proud of their country. And the same thing has happened in England as well, taking it down. But they've no problem then with the Palestine flag, but they have a problem with the Irish flag. That's Labour for you anyway. They want to remove all of this identity from.
But they're saying it's a symbol. They're saying it's a symbol of hate, I suppose.
No, it's not a symbol of hate. They're the ones that are hatred. They're the ones that are full of hatred. Hatred for their own country, because the contents of the Dáil and all of these councils between the Labour, the Fianna Fáil, the Sinn Féin, the Fianna Fáil, the Fianna Gael, every single one of them, they hate our country, and it's so.
They hate our country, Niall.
They hate our country. They represent every goddamn part of the world except their own. I'm shit sick of hearing Micheál Martin, Simon Harris, shocked, annoyed, but dismayed at every problem in the goddamn world except our own. They never want to represent us. And for me...
Well, they would obviously disagree with you. They would argue that they do represent you, but those other issues have to be represented too.
No, they absolutely don't. And all you have to do is look across the pond, look at our neighbours in the UK. We are following suit. When you look at that very clip that's gone yesterday with one of the Labour councillors or Labour MPs talking about the foreigners now are more represent the foreigners more than they do of the local people. Is it Epping or where is it yesterday?
Well, this is the hotel in Epping where the courts ruled that the rights of the asylum seekers trumped the rights of the locals.
Yeah,
but mind you, that's not new, because we have seen this in Ireland too, where politicians have said that you don't have a veto over who moves into your area. Didn't they have said that before?
Yeah, and we do. We should have a veto. And by the way, I don't see any IPAS centres in Dalkey. How many IPAS centres are in Dalkey?
Well, I don't think there's any, and I don't think there's any in Ballsbridge either. But
name all the posh areas of Dublin. Do we have IPAS centres? We have literally. Naked on the streets.
I don't want to get into the conversation about IPAS centres, but apart from the fact that, you know, they've said now that you need planning to put it up on a pole on a public lamppost, yet you don't need planning, or IPAS centres are exempt from planning. So you can't put up a flag, but you can put up an IPAS centre if you want to. I suppose that's
utterly ridiculous.
Okay, so you don't think it's being abused or used by certain groups, agitators as they call them, to mark a territory, is what they're saying.
Well, maybe there are elements, but that is so small. They're probably, like, in all aspects, like, you've people on the right and you've people on the left, you want to call it, but you've extremes on both sides. I mean, not everybody in the left is a lunatic, but not everybody in the right is a lunatic either. Mm. You will have extremes on both sides. And this idea, what they're trying to do now with the Irish flag, I think it's disrespectful to our country.
Yeah.
And it's disrespectful to its people. I mean, do you need to get permission to put up the trans flag?
But I don't think anybody's ever got permission to put up a trans flag. I'd imagine. Well, exactly. Mind you, maybe the council would take flag. It back down again. Ukraine, I don't think they would.
3 years ago, when the media gave the nod to all the people, to the normies out there, Ukraine, 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 you saw people on their bayous with their Ukraine flags. You saw Ukraine flags all over the country.
Which they even wanted to rename two streets after Ukrainian people. They didn't.
And they didn't bother. Didn't seem to annoy them. The same with the Palestine. The Palestine flag is everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere, and I'm sick of it. There's no complaints about that.
Well, you might be sick. Well, some people support it, obviously, and believe that it should be up and it should be there represented, you know. As a unit.
Pardon?
Some people believe the Palestine flag, it's obviously unity with the people of Palestine, and, you know. So I suppose I just said some people believe it should be there as a part of unity too. So I don't want to kind of bring that whole thing into it, but I do understand the point that you're making in relation to it. Say, I just got to go to, Jackie's been waiting ages. Jackie, hi, how are you?
And you're okay. I agree with a lot of what that lady was saying. I think she's well balanced in everything that she's saying there. But I have a couple of points. And yesterday I was up in Collins Barracks working on a festival there, and I missed Gavin Pepper, actually. I think he was there at some stage. But, you know, when I see the Irish flag flying, it gives you great pride, you know, flying over the barracks there. And I did a quick tour of the museum, and it's incredible. So that's just on that note. Now, you were saying about the difference with the USA, you know, kind of flying their flags
patriotically. Yeah.
And we didn't do this going back through the years. But a point that I'd make to you is that we have, you know, a longer history, number one, which means that our culture, you know, got to do with our sports, our music, you know,
to be fair, Jackie, the Irish flag had a bad rap. I mean, when you think about it, it was used quite substantially, probably from, you know, the 1920s up to the 1950s or 60s. Then along came the IRA and the height of the Troubles in the 70s. It kind of, you know, if you had the Irish flag or had it in your garden or hanging out your window, apart from a sporting event, you know, you were probably deemed to be a supporter of republicanism. So that's where what happened. But it took a little bit of a while to shake that off. I mean, we kind of did shake it off. And then the kind of flag kind of disappeared for maybe a couple of decades. When I say disappeared, it wasn't as prominent as it should have been. And then all of a sudden, in the last 2 years, it's come back again with a bang.
Yeah, but my point is that we have so many, you know, okay, there's the flag, but we had so many other ways of showing our identity. You know, as I say, sports, music, our Irish language, because now they're giving out that if you speak Irish...
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw a viral video where a taxi man was giving out to two girls for speaking Irish in the back of the taxi.
that's a problem. And
that's ridiculous, by the way.
And as one of your other callers was saying, it's a huge deflection. You know, when you have the likes of Harvey, the shambles of the children's hospital, and, you know, all the crises that are going on. And, you know, we're talking about flags. You know, to me, it is, the whole thing is a deflection of you know, what really is happening.
I don't know whether it's just purely coincidental or maybe I just predicted it, but last night I decided to do this topic, and it wasn't even in the news at the time. It was in the news, obviously, in the UK. And coincidentally, and I'd asked Laura to come on. I think I actually mentioned it to Billy as well. I think I'd sent Billy a message, asked him to come on in relation to it. And then all of a sudden, it's all over the news today. So,
yeah,
Laura's right. I should do the lottery. Go on.
And the question, if you ask me, are you going to put up a flag?
Would you?
I actually will. Because it's funny, I had this conversation with a couple of people of late who said they're going to do the exact same.
Mm.
So, and I'm kind of going, well, why shouldn't I be able to fly?
Because people think badly of you. Because, I mean, as I said, even on that discussion on News Talk recently, political correspondent Sean Defoe suggested that, you know, he says, when you pass a house now that has a tricolour outside, it's certainly, I'm much more likely to think that's probably a racist house rather than think there's any sort of national pride. Claiming how flag had been taken over by far-right agitators.
Yeah, but if we go abroad now, the first thing someone might say to us, where are you from? because we're speaking English, because they think that we might be English or whatever, and we say, well, I'm Irish or whatever. And the respect that there is abroad for the Irish people, and the fact that when you say I'm Irish, it's just the pride of being, so proud of being Irish. And we should be aimed to show that in whatever means that we can, that in our own country, why can't we show that I'm proud to be Irish?
Well, I would agree with you. I think it's a symbol of national pride, and it should be taken as that. Yes, there are always going to be individuals using it for the wrong reason, but stay there for a second. Let me just go to, for 4 minutes, I have to go to Bernie and Jessica. Bernie, hi, how are you?
I'm grand, Niall. How are you today?
I'm good, Bernie. Okay, so I've got 4 minutes. Go there. You have four flags. You sent me a picture of, or is it three or four flags outside your house?
Yeah.
So you have the Galway flag, the Mayo flag, the Irish flag, and the Dublin flag. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. It represents who I am. So I was born and raised in Dublin. My parents are from Mayo. I live in Galway, and I'm proud to be Irish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no leaning to left, right, centre, middle. That's my flags. My neighbours have never said anything to me. Nobody's ever commented to me. No one said I'm a nationalist or a crazy lady. That's who I am. And I've done it since my dad died in 2020. And during COVID, I felt really isolated and lonely. I just felt flags were a way of communicating.
And do you believe that it's been hijacked by, according to some councillors, that it's been hijacked by the far right?
How can it be hijacked by anyone? It's our flag. It's the national flag of Ireland. Nobody's hijacking it. It's part of who we are. If you don't want to stand under it, well, stand under whatever other flag you want to be. It is who I am. It's not been hijacked by anyone. It's part of my, it's my national emblem. And I'm proud to wear it, and I'm proud to have it, and I'm proud to be able to put it up.
Listen, ladies, thank you. I'm sorry I had to cut you a little bit short. Thank you very much indeed. I think it's bonkers that we're having a conversation about our own flag and should we be allowed to fly it. And I think it's also bonkers that the council are actually thinking about removing the flag from poles in Dublin's inner city because you might need some sort of planning or some sort of permission from the council. That's quite bizarre. We have a lot of other things that are exempt from planning, and they're a lot bigger than an Irish flag.
This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.